สวัสดีครับ and welcome back to another episode of Thai League Central podcast. It's been what 1 month and 8 days, 9 days by the time this gets released. But it's been a while since Gian and I have, you know, basically sat down for a podcast. We've been flooded with a lot of stuff. He's doing a lot of university stuff. I'm doing my stuff for my new internship as well. So we've been very busy, but hey, Thai League Central will be updating you all the important things you need to know regarding the Thai League, whether it's Facebook, Twitter, as well as through our website. Gian, let's before going to the Thai League action, man, how are you doing?
I'm all right. Between all the work and the Thai League playing every 2 days, it really is like, how do I have time to just process everything going on? It's a struggle just to process all this stuff coming at me. But no, it's good. We got time to sit down and talk about it for a while.
Yeah, and I'm very glad to be sitting with you again and doing this podcast, because, you know, when we spoke last month, it was during that second wave of the coronavirus in Thailand, where the league was, you know, went through basically a 1 month break, and now we're back. We're, you know, 4 games into the second or the third part of the league. Yeah, but it's been going good so far. I mean, a lot of games are being played. And one thing I'd like to mention is that we're on commentary duties now, Gian. Both you and I are doing commentary duties for One Play Sport. You can also check that out. It's geo-restricted, so if you're in Thailand, you won't be able to watch the games. But if you're in other countries in ASEAN or maybe around Asia, do check out One Play Sports on YouTube. There's always live games every weekend or midweek for Thai League. And maybe you could just be watching a game and then all of a sudden you hear, you know, Gian or my voice doing the live commentary.
Familiar sounds.
So please check that out. Yeah. Now, before we go too much, you know, sidetracking and everything, let's go back to the Thai League a bit. So as of the day of recording, this is Thursday, February 18th, 2021. So 20 match days have been played. We're 2/3 of the way there. The longest ever Thai League season. This has been like, what, over a year now, pretty much. We're 2/3 of the way done. Gian, let's look at it from a big picture of the league restart. How has it been? You know, it's basically 2 games a week for every club. Weekend, midweek, whether it's Saturday and Sunday, or again on a Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday. And also no fans at any stadium, which is something that we'll probably see for the rest of the season. So from big picture, how do you view all this?
Well, I mean, I hope fans can come back in before the end of the season. That's my, you know, I really hope that, or at least by the FA Cup at the very worst. But I think, you know, fans at 25% capacity, hope we can see that again soon. As for the scheduling, I mean, it's the only way. I think it's good that the league's trying to finish in March. You got to make room for the AFC Champions League as well. I think that the fact that we have 2 clubs straight in the group stage this year means we have to really work around the AFC Champions League schedule, which is good. I mean, it will get more attention to the AFC Champions League, which is always good. And of course, you don't know when the World Cup qualifiers will be rescheduled, maybe over the summer and stuff. So, I mean, it's been in some ways a fun season, but in some ways it's been a disaster season because of COVID. And I think that the faster we can get out of the disaster season, the better. But a lot is riding on it. Like, just to remind you that for the top 4 this year, that's your Champions League for 2022 already confirmed. So this is a really massive season, and it's a lot is riding on these games where you're only having a few days to prepare, you're accumulating injuries and fatigue. So a lot of teams, which I think have the quality to be in the top 4, top 5, are going to fall away because of a lack of depth. So I really feel bad for those teams. You know, you cannot plan ahead in this kind of season, and I really have to feel for them. I think even after the Muang Thong and Smut Prakan game, Mario said that he really feels for Smut Prakan, who were missing Totti, and then also Aris got injured in the game, and he's like,
yeah,
he complained about the schedule on Smut Prakan's behalf, which I thought was quite interesting.
Yeah.
And it was like, look at what's happening with the fatigue and the injuries to them.
For sure.
They're one of the clubs. There are a few others there that, with the lack of depth, are really going to get hit this season.
Yeah, and definitely, I agree with you on the fatigue point of view. I've been to quite a lot of games after the restart. You know, I went to Port's home game against Buriram. I went to BG's game against Port. And, yeah, you know, talking to players, talking to the staff, talking to coaches, pretty much everyone is complaining about the fact that they have to play, you know, twice a week. It's horrible if you're traveling. I think Ratchaburi did 4 games away in a row. I think it was their FA Cup game away at Songkhla, and then they had to come all the way to Buriram and then go to Korat or something and then some other place. But yeah, it's horrible because not only are the players not getting enough rest time, but to make matters worse, in terms of, you know, the rotation, in terms of the tactics, in terms of the preparations, the mental fitness as well as the physical side, everything just seems to rush, so rushed. And I mean, I personally don't agree with the Thai League forcing everything to be, you know, ended by the end of March. But at the same time, I can see why, because of how, you know, dragging and how long extended the season is. They try to just want to, you know, put an end to it, all of it. But yeah, it's definitely going to impact the quality of play on the pitch. You know, like what you said, you know, if a manager like Mario is already complaining on Samut Prakan's behalf, imagine the other managers who are not speaking out and complaining on their own behalf. So yeah, definitely this is something that we should not look after. And I think it's going to be very difficult to predict games for the remaining 10 matches, because will teams be almost, you know, looking over games? Will they be, you know, let's say you have a home game against a winnable side who's at the lower end of the table, you might say, okay, we'll go all in for that. But if you have BG away or Port away the following midweek, do you rest your players for that game so that you can be fit again for the weekend game? So many things to talk about with you know, a third of the season to go. But yeah, obviously I agree with you again. The scheduling is definitely a problem, and no fans, well, no motivation, no sound when you're playing on the pitch. So yeah, definitely a big factor.
Anybody, this is a bit of a tangent. Anybody questioning, like, why did BG sign like Pathompon, and why Buriram went and signed like Tinakon, Piapon and Chakrit, just to add to positions where they're already so stacked? Well, there's your answer. Yeah. They saw it coming. They were like, oh shit, we have to have massively deep squads just for now, sign the players cheap, then rotate them, and then before next season, cut out the deadwood you don't need. It's genius. Like, just like thinking about it now, like, look at how deep Buriram and BG's squad is. I'm like, oh, that's what forward thinking and forward planning gets you. And just, yeah, credit to them for, you know, definitely, just being smart. Yeah.
Yeah, and we're gonna shift to team trends now. So you did mention they're BG, and they're the only undefeated team left in this season. 18 wins, 2 draws, 0 defeats. So they're sitting comfortably in first place. 16 points clear of Port FC in second. They have 56 points for BG Batum. And yeah, things are looking very good for the Rabbits. I mean, they've only, what, conceded 10 goals so far this year. That is an absolute crazy stat. And the leading goal scorer is not an attacker, not a midfielder. He's actually their defender, Victor Cardozo, who got another goal last night against Port. So we're going to begin with BG. So they've restarted the league. It's a perfect restart for them. They won all the games so far. Are they going to remain undefeated again? Do you see them going, you know, do you see them repeating what Buriram did in 2013 and what Muangthong, basically the dream team did?
I mean, it all depends on the depth and what they're thinking about the Champions League. So BG really need 5 more wins out of 10 to secure the league. So if Port win all of their games from the end of the season, BG need to win 5. So look, it's done. Like, it really is done. And I guess that they've got to think now, we need to be fit for the Champions League. We can't risk players just chasing records. So I posed the question to Ob, and I was like, so are they going to play young players and rotate? Or are they going to push for records? And Ob said, look at their squad. It's going to probably be both. Like, if you rotate the squad, you still have a squad capable of pushing for records.
Yeah.
Oh, let's take off Tirasen and Diogo. Let's start Surachat and Jen Rope, who combined for a fantastic goal against Port. Right? That was the goal was perfect. Target man heads it down, finisher gets it in. So, like, even with their rotated squad, I don't see anybody beating them. Like, and again, the only team that I said is being smart and doing it well is Buriram. They've already beaten Buriram twice. Mm. So I don't think anybody's going to really push for it. And like you said, if a team has sees, okay, it's BG on the calendar, maybe they think we're not going to beat BG anyways. And it's a self-fulfilling prophecy, right? Because they think, okay, we expected to lose this game, so we won't throw everything at it and then they'll lose the game. So yeah, BG, I mean, to shades of Mourinho's Chelsea from 2004, man, with 10 goals conceded in 20 games. It's incredible what they've been able to do. And I don't see them slowing down because there's no need to slow down.
Yeah, I have to go back and correct myself there. The two teams that went undefeated, it's Mengtong in 2012. That wasn't the dream team. That was the Mengtong 2012 under Yoka. Yeah. And then Buriram the next year, basically in 2013. And then nobody since has been able to...
Oh, and in 2015. Gamma in 2015.
Oh, they lost a year. They lost.
Let me check that, because Gamma will come at you. You know Gamma's going to be there in the cup. I mean, like, do factual incorrect, you understand? You cannot say wrong fact.
Anyways, while you're fact-checking that, please do go back and fact-check that. But I'm pretty sure they lost a year.
24 wins, 9 draws, 0 losses.
Zero losses. Gamma, I apologize. You are a legend. So, 3 seasons. There's been 3 seasons that they've done it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, so, in 2013, did they actually go undefeated in 2013?
Yep. They did it twice.
So, Buriram's done it twice. That is an incredible stat. You know what? On the spot, live on air. Incredible stuff. I'm going to keep that in the pod. I'm not going to cut it out. Anyways.
Oh, dear.
Apologies to Gamma. We'll move on now.
That Gamma impression. I've been keeping a secret for how long? I've heard it. Now. I'm dead. I'm finished.
To another team. Another team on our team trends, which is Nakhon Ratchasima, who currently is in the top 10 now of the table. They've been on a phenomenal run, Gannon. It's been so many wins in a row. I think it's 6 wins in a row. And then they've just drawn tonight away up at... they drew up at Chiang Rai. It was a 1-1 draw. They went 1 goal behind. Then Dennis, of course, gets the equalizer. So they've not lost in, 6-7 games now? Let me check real fast. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. They've not lost since they've lost at home to BG Batum on November 27th. So, wow, that is quite a phenomenal run for Korat. Yeah, talk a bit about the SWAT cat. What have they been doing right? Why have they all of a sudden put on this phenomenal run and basically leaped out of the relegation zone?
Yeah, it's 7 undefeated in a row, 6 wins in a row until tonight's draw against Chiang Rai, and also 5 clean sheets in a row, which is the part that really gets me. Like, 5 clean sheets in a row is incredible. Like, I think BG did that one, like, at the start of the season. They did 5 in a row clean sheets, but like that's insane to just suddenly do that when you're already at the near the bottom of the league and just put together this run. I mean, we were saying once they signed Gidi Kanyuk that, okay, they're going to do well. They're going to get top half.
Yeah.
But we didn't expect to be so instant. And it's not all Gidi Kanyuk. He's a big part of it. And I think that team has needed a playmaker, a number 10, for a very long time, just to bring him together. And he's incredible. Like, I was saying it when he was at Buriram, this guy is the real deal. And he just didn't play. And, I mean, a team of the season, like, for sure, by the end of the season, he's going to be in it. I have no doubt. Gidi Kanyuk is incredible. But there's also more about Coach Tirasak Pohon's tactics, which I think Ob is more of an expert on. Ob's interviewed him a couple of times now. He likes to watch Coach Joe's football since he was at PT Rayong. He's written multiple articles about it. He's got one coming out now. He's working on it. And I will be checking its progress, so I can assure you it will actually come out in the near future. because, you know, his masterpieces take time, but hopefully it will come out before the run ends. And it, no, but yeah, that, again, I'll learn as much as anybody else when I read Ops stuff. So it's the tactics of TRS Akpon, which are something which I can't explain. It's too complicated for my brain to understand. And also it's Kanyu. Just look at him. He's incredible. It's Murillo. Again, tonight, the goal Murillo scored tonight against Chiang Rai was excellent as well. Like, he, we can't forget him. I mean, I feel bad that all the talk has been Kanyu, you know.
Yeah.
Murillo is also excellent. He's such a versatile striker. He can be our big number nine. He's also quick. Yeah. He's good with his feet. He's good with his back to goal. He's got everything. So that also was a massive plus for them.
Yeah, and don't forget Chilampong and the Thai boys back in defense. They're the only team that have all the Thai players in defense. So quite a stat for them.
I watched the second half of that, and it was at 1-1, and they were against it. They lost all the energy. And like, they were just like spamming clearance at every moment. Yeah. They like, everyone got the ball, clearance. Yeah. They and Chilampong was like screaming constantly. Like, you could hear him because there was no crowd noise. It was Chilampong constantly going at the other, like, get in position. I'm like, that's a good captain.
Yeah.
I'm glad that, you know, he got that recognition under Rajovac to get picked a few times to the national team, because he's a real leader.
Yeah, he is. And I think for Korat, if you look at, you know, what they have coming up and where they are now. So currently they are in, from the Thai League table, they're in ninth place, you know, 20 games played, 8 wins, 5 draws, 7 defeats. And if you look at the games that they have up next, so they go to Sukhothai this weekend, Sunday, February 21st. And then they have Samut Prakan at home. So those two games, I mean, winnable games for sure. If you're a red hot form, like Korat right now. And then after that, home against Buriram and away against Bangkok United. So, okay, I mean, it's going to get hard. But I feel like they've weathered the storm pretty well. You know, they won a load amount of games that not a lot of people expected them go to win. I know most of them were at home, which really helps. Although it's really weird because Korat have the highest number of attendance, but when there are no fans, they play better than when there are fans, which is completely weird. I mean, must have been some prayer or must have been some, you know, type of ceremony they did to somehow, you know, make fans go in there spiritually or something. But hey, whatever works. So for Korat, fantastic run for them. Now we're going to shift to another team that we individually picked to talk about. So again, do you want to go first or do you want me to go first?
You can go. I want to hear your pick.
So you've told me off air the team that you've picked, which is Chonburi, correct? So
yeah,
you're going to be talking about them and their recent, you know, slump. I'm going to be talking about True Bangkok United, which after the COVID break, surprisingly, they've actually surprised me as well under Ho Sothawan. So They lost, you know, before the COVID break, we were there. They lost at home against Buriram, and then they lost away at Rayong. And we were all like, hey, this is probably not the guy. This is probably not going to go well for Bangkok United. All of a sudden, he gets that 1 month, you know, they basically train. They basically buy into his philosophy almost. And ever since coming back, they've been on a good run. You know, they've been undefeated so far since the COVID return. You look at their games right now. So in terms of position, they are back in the top area, I should say. They're tied with both Mungtong, Sing Ching Rai, as well as Samut Prakan at 31 points. They're in eighth place right now. So 9 wins, 4 draws, 7 defeats. And you look at the upcoming games for Bangkok United, they do have a way to beat G Batum. But before that, they just picked up a 3-2 away win at Suphanburi. They beat Ratchaburi at home 2-1. They drew at Chiang Rai, where that game they could have and should have won. And then, you know, from the league return, they basically boot Samut Prakan easily. They killed them 3-0 at home. So definitely I think that True Bangkok United is a team that you should not sleep on. And there's a common trend. I think this weekend might be a hot take, but I have a feeling True Bangkok United might upset BG Batum. I'm just going to put it out there. There's a common trend that I've watched and I've also heard from a fellow media member of mine, Jay Warapat, who's a, you know, he does his own channel and he's on Thai Dot. Every single team this season in Thai League 2020 who has beaten Port, the next game, they've gone on and lost. Just saying. Just saying.
Ooh.
So it could be a curse. It could be a curse. BG beat, you know, BG beat Port this weekend. Could be a curse. They could lose to Bangkok United. So earlier before, I think there was Taro who beat Port. Next game they went on to lose. Who else was there? Buriram beat Port. Next game they went to lose. So yeah. Teams that beat Port, the next game lose. So I'm just gonna put it out there. I have a feeling Bangkok United might do something wild this weekend. Anyways, your thoughts on that, and then you can segment to Chonburi.
Oh God! I mean, it will be a massive confidence boost if BU can beat BG.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going for a draw in that one. To be cautious.
Okay.
I think that they will really want to keep that unbeaten record, BG. You know, I think they want to do it. And well, yeah, that's a scary stat. You know, you beat Port and then you lose.
Yeah.
Like, and now BG are wishing that Sergio Suarez goal wasn't ruled out now. Like, yeah, he's lost us our next game, you idiots. Yeah, my pick is Chonburi because they haven't won a single game since the restart. That's three defeats and a draw. I lost to Korat away, lost to Muangthong at home, drew with Thrat away, and this evening lost to Prachuap at home. And it's those last two that you really have to look at. And like, those are must-win games. They're winnable games. And I'm just confused because I saw them against Muangthong. And they look good. Like, they pressed Muangthong very high. They really, like, troubled Watanabe, the base of midfield, with his passing. They really made Muangthong have to work very hard for the win. And they probably deserved a point from that game. And their strategy seemed pretty clear, which was, you know, force the clearance. And then we've got two massive guys at the back in Kelich and Elstal that can just recycle play. And they played a very attacking lineup in that game. It was very attacking. They played Gorokit at left back. And they went with both Saharat and Worachit, so two creative players in midfield, and they really went for it. But then I saw their lineup today against Prachuap. I didn't see the game, but their lineup was really defensive today.
Like they
it looked like a five with Nopanon and a Gorokit, which becomes a four when Gorokit gets forward. But still, and they played two defensive minded midfielders in Rangsan Wirunsi and Krisida Kamen. So I just don't get what the thinking is. Like,
it's almost like if you're a back seven, pretty much.
Yeah, because both of them are very defensive players. And there's nobody to advance the ball. Then there's a front three of Sitichok Paso, Eliandro, and Duro Sinmi, which is great. But where's the service coming from?
Yeah.
And I just get, like, do they not know how they want to play? Like, one week they want to play pressing. They want to pass. They want to play exciting football. And the next week they want to sit behind the ball. And then, like, it's also in the wrong order. Like, if I was the manager of Chonburi, I would say, let me defend against Muangthong and attack against Prachuap. Why are you attacking against Muangthong and defending against Prachuap? That doesn't make any sense. So, like, I'm just looking at a team and I'm like, if I was, you know, Chonburi, I would say, like, look at the amount of quality coming through through the youth. Like, if you've been excited by Chatmongkorn and Chanarong this season, that's just the tip of the iceberg of what Chonburi have in store. Because Chonburi's feeder club in T3 did very well, and they're made up of mostly 16, 17, and 18-year-olds doing well in T3. That's, like, unheard of. I've never seen a team that young in T3 but doing well. So they've got a massive, like, pool of talent coming through. If I was that, I'd be like, okay, forget the result. Let's just play the right football. Because if you just play attacking football, play to your strengths, right? Unleash Worachit, unleash Sitichok, unleash these players, you'll win some and you'll lose some. But why are you unleashing them against Muangthong? And then when you have to win against Prachuap, you're like, oh, I've changed my mind. Let me defend now. It's like, that's why they're in the situation they're in. You know, they're in it because they can't make up their mind. I remember, like, 2 years ago, was it when Sasom came, brought a bunch of old players in?
Yeah.
And then he sold all of them and now they're all young players on the team. I'm like, can you guys, like, make a thing and stick to it? And it's almost like, because they're so afraid of relegation, they keep getting near relegation. If they just don't think about relegation, they won't get near relegation. I think it's all up here. I think, really, if they just pretend like we're too good for that, they will believe themselves to be too good for that, and they won't be anywhere near there. It's all like unforced errors from John Burry. And it's sad because I think Coach Heng, who's swimming director there, I think he's the smartest guy in Thai football.
Oh, by far.
He's the smartest guy in Thai football. I really want him to do well. I want Chonburi to do well.
Yeah.
So I just don't understand, like, you guys are just, you put yourselves in these positions, and it's just frustrating because the team is good. I like the team, but they just do it to themselves.
Yeah, Chonburi is a club that everybody has a soft spot for, I think, because in terms of the historical point of view, in terms of youth development, in terms of all that, you know, being there, done that, basically, they are the team that everybody wants and everybody pretty much likes because of how they've done it the right way in terms of being one of the earliest clubs to be famous outside of the Bangkok area. You know, having players come in, having the sponsorships, having the nice kits, having, you know, the youth development, everything. It's just, it's there for them to be successful, but it's just, you know, the recent years, it's almost like they've thrown away that elite status and just settled for a mid-table slash, you know, this year maybe relegation battle team. So it's like Arsenal kind of vibe, you know what I mean? It's like that.
They could be pioneers, but they're just panicking. They become panickers when they could and should and have the ability and have the talent and the brains to be the pioneers, but they become the panickers. And I just don't get it. I just don't understand how you get in
this position. It's a tough situation. But yeah, before wrapping up the show, I just like to mention about another fantastic story that happened last night. So San Sun, Lim Watana, rest in peace to his dad. His dad passed away due to cancer earlier this week on Tuesday. And Trat were away to Sukhothai last night. And I've heard from many reporters who I talked to that San Sun's not been able to go to his dad's funeral yet because he's actually decided to play in this game after hearing the news. And he said to reporters that, you know, it's something that his dad would have wanted him to do, you know, perform on the pitch. And ever since San Sun has joined Trat, I'm going to tell you, this kid is completely turning it up to the next level. His determination, his fight, his will. He looks like a player on a mission. I'm cheering for him because not only is it a tough situation losing your dad, but to put on a performance and be the first Thai player in 3 years to score a hat trick in the same week you lose your dad is just something amazing. I feel like we need to applaud this kid's effort. I mean, think about the amount of Thai players who have tried to score a hat trick between those 3 years, and all of a sudden this guy just, you know, basically turns up and decides to, you know, give it his all on the pitch. So I hope that San Sun continues this phenomenal run. He's got a phenomenal story. He's got so much talent in him. And yeah, definitely, I'm going to cheer for him going forward for the rest of the season. So San Sun, Lim Hana, you have my respect. Okay, let's end the show here now, Gian. We're going to talk a bit about some predictions. So we love predictions on this show. I've been doing Toss Take, you know, giving out the results. It started off well, not going so well now, but we'll mix it up a little bit. Gian, real simple for you. I want your champion, I want your top four, and I want your three teams that are going to get relegated. Real quick.
Okay, I'll dodge one of those questions. I'll answer two. The one I'm going to answer is I'm going to make the really bold prediction that BG Pathum United will be the champion.
Wow.
21 Thai League. I'm revolutionary, I know. Obs, thank me later. Then my bottom three, I mean, I want Trat to survive. Again, you talk about San Sun, who's been incredible. The score from central midfield, score a hat-trick. Insane. Yeah. Yeah. And they have a reputation for doing this, for like reviving young talents.
Yeah.
So I want them to stay up. I think the coach is excellent. But it's going to be a step too far for them. So okay. Rayong's down, Trat's down. And after the most recent games, I got to say Suphanburi are going to go down with them.
Okay.
I think that Prachuap will stay up. Uh-huh. I think Sukhothai have enough. I think Chonburi have enough. I think Taro will be right above it. It will come down to Taro and Suphanburi, and Taro will just have enough.
Okay.
So I'm going to go with Suphanburi. But if it's tarot, I'm gonna claim half credit for that.
Before we go to the top four, I just want to say I confirm your pick. So I'm gonna go with BG, obvious answer, and I'm gonna go with Supan, who I said way earlier on in the season. If you remember in earlier pods, go back and listen. I said I don't understand why they keep Adebayo. This guy is the same guy who got them relegated last year, and if it wasn't for PT Rayong, they would have got relegated. So Supan,
this is the thing that people forget. They were relegated last year, guys.
Supan, Trat, Rayong, three teams, easy pick. Now top four, Gian, are you gonna go with yours first, or am I gonna go with it first?
Well, I'll go third, Buriram. Well, third Port, second Buriram.
Okay, and fourth
Port in third. Forget it, man. There's four clubs on 31 points. I'm not sticking my neck out there. I'm not saying anything.
Hey,
I'm
come done. On. Bold predictions. Bold predictions.
Top three is Champions League. Top three is Champions League. I chop now. No more.
Bold prediction. Give me your fourth right now.
I can't. All five of them could be in it. Ratchaburi, Burn Tong, Chiang Rai, Supakan, BU. They all could be in it. I can't. They're all equally chances.
BG, for me, BG in first, Port in second.
Okay, I'll go Buriram in second.
Buriram in third. And in fourth place, Mario Style, hashtag Mario Style, SCG Mungtong going to finish fourth.
You are cursing this. you know what the Thai League is like. It's the COVID Thai League. The team that plays the most conservative and pragmatic football. I hate it when that happens.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
The team that just I can't make a prediction. I'm not cursing anything today.
It's the love for Mario Jurovsky, you know. That got me there. That's why
I'm saying is let me narrow it down a little bit.
Okay.
A little bit, okay.
We have a couple of minutes left, so go ahead.
Okay. I don't think Ratchaburi will be in the conversation. I think they're gonna drop. Okay. Now we have two teams that play really good attacking football, always on the front foot, always pressing, always passing. We know who those two are. We have two teams that play considerably more. Well, one team that plays very conservative football.
Yeah.
And one team that's in the middle of them. You know who those are. That's it. I'm not saying any more predictions. That's
okay.
It. I'm done.
All right. That's it. You're done. I'm done. Thank you so much for joining this episode of Thai League Central. Be sure to follow us on Twitter, as well as give us a like on Facebook, and check out our website, www.thaileaguecentral.com. So check that out as well. Anyways, thank you so much, Gian, for myself, Ty Lau. Till next time, peace.